So, hi. I don't even know what I'm doing. I don't know. I already said sort of an update before, but I thought, you know, whatever. I kind of need to sort of vent and just give update, even though you don't really need one. I'm also driving, so if there's sound, that's why. So just kind of crazy. I haven't obviously done audios in a really good chunk of time. A lot has been going on in my life, like the past couple months, probably since I did my last one. My last one, most of you know, was a ramble fap. That was kind of a lot for me. Personally, when I did that, I felt like really good about it. And, I don't know. It was like really kind of intimate for me. It was a little bit too intimate, I think, for me to share. That's why I took it down. I don't know if anyone knows, like if I did or whatever. I just want this to be clear. I will probably mostly do safe for work for now on, just because I did feel really good about the audio itself, but the more that I kept thinking about it, I felt like a piece of me was out there. So, whereas I did feel really good about, you know, sounding away and all that stuff, it just kind of felt like sharing a big piece of me that I didn't really feel comfortable sharing yet or in general. So I really appreciate those who have, like, supported me and been there for me during that process. Again, that's, you know, a big part of why I've taken a break was from, you know, the responses are great. I'm glad that everyone liked it, but it just was like really, really overwhelming for me, mostly due to the fact that, you know, it was more personal than I really thought about. And, you know, starting audios for me was just, obviously it still is like fun for me, but I never really tapped into a whole side of, you know, like the more dominant side that I was interested in looking into. I guess I didn't even really think about it at the time. Because that's like the first time I ever like opened my eyes to that side that I was interested in. So, and like the first time, you know, sharing, you know, my very submissive side, which is pretty much my main side, was just kind of a lot for me. That kind of made me have really bad anxiety at the time. So that's why I took it down. You know, I'm just saying, like, this is just a part of many things as to why I've been absent. Just like feeling like I can't really share that side of myself, which is why I'm kind of easing into it with this kind of conversation. I don't, I'm probably not making the most amount of sense, or it's just not as good. I don't know. I'm definitely an overthinker too, which is, you know, part of it. I'm always thinking too much about like the thoughts that I would have or thoughts other people would have, which I'm trying to like attack that too. But I don't know, I've honestly had such a stressful past couple months. I recently finally am out on, you know, feeling like I'm making bigger adult steps with myself, adjusting to that, realizing some relationship, friendships, you know, friendships are relationships, aren't the best for me, and trying to distinguish that for myself and see what's causing me more stress or just like any unhappiness in life and going from there. So I've had to deal with a lot of that and a lot of, you know, just trying to make things better for myself, but then also dealing with you know, almost feels like the consequences of that, which, you know, shouldn't feel that way all the time, but, you know, I just think too much, and I think about a lot of people's feelings and thoughts along the way, whereas I should probably just be thinking about what's good for me, but that's just not how I am. So, in kind of many ways, I've been dealing with a lot of different, you know, like relationship breakups in that sense. And also a lot of new people in my life too that I really am appreciating. Still pretty, like, just because I've had to deal with it, it's kind of a slow steady for me, and it's really hard for me to open up as well. But I am really trying hard along with all the other things going on. I've had, oh God, I don't even know. Like, you know, money, adulting, everything is so stressful. It's just a lot, and I feel like that's just, like, something that's always been and is always gonna be on my mind for a while, just because I am, you know, making those steps almost, like, pretty much by myself and adjusting, and also adjusting to, like, being more, like, independent, which I've always wanted. Like, I've, like, seriously always wanted that for such a long time, but I've also been used to having that safety net of, you know, friends I've talked to for forever, or, you know, just so many different safety blankets and comfort zones that I had to get rid of for myself, or just other circumstances have happened. So really, like, this is just me being honest. I know that I don't know if anyone's really going to listen to this, or if I'm going to, I don't even know. I just thought, you know, I'd be honest with everyone in general, of those who follow me or know me or anything like that. So yeah, just, I also I've had anxiety before, but it's really never been this bad. Like, I think it heightened when I started to make more bigger decisions for myself. Because even when I made decisions before, I still had a safety net to, you know, have comfort and to talk about certain things with. I'm starting to, you know, I hate bothering people with my stuff, so it's also part of it. But, I'm, you know, starting to break down some of my walls recently, like fairly recently, and it has been really nice. I'm also just trying to not overwhelm myself in general. And these are all, like, pretty, you know, they're considered low-key social interactions, probably, in that sense of breaking down walls, but it was just a lot going on during a short period of time. Like, I made my, you know, big adult move situation all in the same time as all of these different relationship breakups, and it's just been a lot, along with still, you know, working and having thoughts of, you know, all the other adult things that you have to think about. And also just, like, that really just takes a toll on, like, anyone in general. And I've always been pretty sensitive to a lot of things, and it just has felt like such an overwhelming situation for me. And I've just kind of hit my point recently that I'm going to be honest, I'm really nervous to do a lot of things now, and I just have to, which I think is good for everyone, honestly. If you're not too sure about doing something, or you don't feel 100% feel uncomfortable, you should really just think back, hold up for a second, and think about if it's really helping you in any way. I know that when I was making decisions before, there was things that had been bothering me for months, and, like, I know that there's so many other factors in me overthinking and just other people's emotions and everything. There's just been so many different things, but me personally, I can only handle so much at a time. And sometimes, you know, my decisions aren't the best decisions, but they're for what's best for me. And I only hope the best for anyone else. It's getting louder because I'm on the freeway, so I'm gonna start. I'm not good at editing either, so I'm so sorry, and I hope you can still hear me. I hope I'm not screaming in your ear, because oh my god. But, what was I even saying? So, yeah, it's just been a lot, and honestly, like, I don't want to say, like, medically, but, like, there's been so many different things going on. I keep feeling sick, but it's not COVID. I don't really know what's going on. I have an idea. Well, I know some things, but they aren't as serious. So I'm like trying to figure out other things that have gone on or like what's happening. So yeah, I still like actually today, I don't think it really relates to other things that are going on, but my face is really hot. I've had such a bad headache for who knows how long. I think a lot of it has to do with my pillows, which I'm getting new pillows, which I've been trying out new pillows, so it's just the whole thing. And my sleep has not been good, and me staying up has not been good. And I'm just all over the place. My gosh, I'm sure this highway is so loud right now. But yeah, I just wanted to check in because I don't know. I feel like a lot of times things get lost in translation and I haven't been here. And I personally don't know when I'm going to be back to recording. It could be next week. It could be this weekend. Could be tomorrow. Could be months from now. I don't know. It could never happen, which I really hope it does, because I do love, you know, bringing comfort and joy to others when I have before. And that's not me being like, oh, you know, like, I don't even know. Like, not being full of myself or anything. But that just like makes me smile when it helps other people. I don't even know if this does, because it's just a chaotic mess right now. I'm honestly probably gonna try to do whatever I can with this audio, because it's probably not gonna be amazing. But if you're still here on like this audio, bless you. But, yeah, just, you know, quick update. I'm a bit of a mess, but we're still thriving, trying to. Still trying to make the best decisions I can for myself and realize, you know, I'm better than some of the things that are happening to me, and I need to understand and, like, assess what's going on. So yeah, that's all part of really maturing and adulting and all that, and I'm really not used to it. I'm used to getting a lot more advice and a lot more way in, which I have, but it's also, you know, my life, and that I don't know if that sounds a certain way, but I've never really had it where I fully don't get judgment from others or, you know, total weigh on like what I have. I don't know, that sounds like really aggressive, but anyway, it's just making bigger decisions for myself and thinking like what's best for me. So yeah, I really don't know. I really hope everyone's doing well. Again, I don't know if I'm ever gonna do a not safe for work. If I do, it'll probably be slightly more low-key like my other ones. So, yeah. just know that, like, I'm okay. I'm still just trying to, like, get better overall. I've just lately felt really fragile, and I'm trying my best to just stick in my comfort zone, but still try to expand across that and grow. I don't know why it sounds like I'm giving a lecture right now, and I don't know if anyone... I don't know, I'm so bad at this, and I'm so not used to just talking so much about everything. But yeah, I really hope that you guys understand. If any of you still follow me, or, you know, just curious, I don't freaking know. But, so yeah. Just trying my best, trying to get better, trying to rest, make great decisions, or at least better decisions than I have in previous years and experiences. Try to realize what's good for me. I'm getting kind of repetitive here, but it's been a really big revelation for me the past month. With all of this, along with all the other chaotic things adulting implies. So, yeah, just trying the best I can. And I hope to do, I've been looking at some scripts, I hope to do some Safe for Work sometime in the future when I feel up to it. I really want to do that. I don't know how often I'm going to do it, but I really do want to do it. So yeah, that's about it. trying to think if there's anything else. I really don't think so. But thank you for listening. Thank you for being so supportive. I know this has probably been a really chaotic audio. With all of the sounds. And yeah, I don't really know how that's going to come out because I'm still technically on my phone. Well, I wanted to do that because then I'll be away from my dog while talking at the moment. So yeah, I need to shut up now because I'm just still rambling. But yeah, I appreciate and love you guys. Please take care of yourself and please do what's best for you, even if you think it might not be great, or you've been really thinking about not doing it, or you're worried, you know, you gotta put you first, because you are with you all the time, and your mental health is more important than some, I don't even know, you know, when you think about it, it's such a small thing, probably, that's going on. Or it could not be going on, but you know what I mean. Just do what's best for you, because, you know, you gotta love yourself. So yeah. I'm gonna go now. Oh yeah, this is the worst. I'm so sorry. But yeah, I'm gonna go now. Please take care of yourself. Please drink water. Please drink, not drink, please eat snacks. Please get lots of rest, because it's crazy how much rest really affects you, along with water, because that's crazy. But yeah, please do all of those things, and I hope you can hear me again soon-ish. I don't know. But yeah, love you guys. Okay, bye.